From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. The U.S. vice president puts a Kurdish group in the same category as ISIS. Vice President Joe Biden has stressed the strategic importance of Turkey following a meeting with Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu in Istanbul. Biden said both countries have made progress on a number of issues. Dorian Jones has more from Istanbul.
The Syrian conflict and the war against Islamic State, or Daesh as it's called, topped the agenda of talks between Vice President Biden and Prime Minister Davutoğlu. The meeting comes ahead of next week's scheduled Syrian peace talks in Vienna. Biden, addressing reporters with Davutoğlu, stressed that diplomacy is not the only option for Washington in resolving the situation in Syria.
We do know that it would be better if we could reach a political solution, but we are prepared. We're prepared, if that's not possible, to have a military solution to this operation and taking out Daesh.
Ankara has been pressing Washington to intervene militarily in the conflict. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
Syrian opposition group said Saturday it is impossible to begin a negotiating process with the government without the implementation of UN resolutions pertaining to humanitarian issues. And they denounced what they said were Russian dictates to the opposition negotiating team. A strong joint statement signed by 45 opposition and rebel groups said that while they support a political process, they hold the Syrian government and its Russian backers responsible for any failure in peace talks due to their ongoing crimes. This comes as U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry in Saudi Arabia said the U.S. and Gulf allies have clarity on how to proceed with those talks. This is VOA News. The chief of the International Monetary Fund says she believes Europe's refugee crisis is placing the continent's cherished Schengen zone at risk. Christine Lagarde, the IMF managing director, said Saturday the swelling number of refugees in Europe has pushed the Schengen agreement to a make-or-break point. When asked at the World Economic Forum in Davos if the crisis put the Schengen area in peril, Lagarde said, "Yes, I think so." Schengen area is comprised of 26 European countries that have mutually decided to eliminate passport and immigration controls at their joint borders, enabling the citizens of the Schengen zone countries to travel internationally without any limitations. Europe is facing the worst economic crisis since World War II. Almost a million refugees have reached Germany alone. Many of the migrants looking for a better life are escaping war and poverty in Middle Eastern and African countries. Pakistan has arrested five suspects for the deadly attack on Bacha Khan University in Charasada that left at least 20 people dead, 18 students and two teachers. Speaking to reporters in Peshawar, military spokesman Asim Bajawa said the suspects are charged with facilitating the assault because they provided the attackers with shelter, transport, and weapons. Bajawa said the three other suspects, including two women, are still at large. They received training, he said, in Afghanistan and crossed over into Pakistan from the Turkum border between the two countries. Bajawa said that the Wednesday attack was masterminded by Umar Mansoor, a Pakistani Taliban militant based in Afghanistan, who was also held responsible for the December 2014 massacre of 134 children in the city of Peshawar. Washington, D.C. and much of the U.S. East Coast are being pounded by a major winter storm, expected to dump around 60 centimeters of snow on much of the region. Winds of up to 80 kilometers per hour are expected to create near whiteout conditions. Massive snow drifts and widespread power outages. Coastal flooding is also possible. As of early Saturday, much of the Washington area had already received around 25 centimeters of snow, with accumulation expected to continue well into Sunday. By the time it passes, though, the snowstorm could be one of the city's top 10 worst in recorded history, according to forecasters. Burundi's president is remaining firm on his rejection of an African Union-proposed peacekeeping force to help restore calm to his country. During a meeting with the UN Security Council delegation Friday, President Pierre Nkurunziza said the African Union must respect Burundi as a member state, and we must be consulted on the matter, he said. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.